On the show today, we have Georgia FinTech Academy's very own Tommy Marshall talking about how the Academy, a collaboration between Georgia's fintech industry and the University System of Georgia, is doing some amazing things to develop top tech talent in the area. So check it out. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Tommy Marshall, Executive Director at the Georgia FinTech Academy. Tommy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Michael. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate you having me part of your show. It's, I know, a great value to the space, and I'm just excited to have a chance to share what we're doing with your audience.
Yeah, this is really cool stuff. This kind of came across my inbox, so to speak, and I got really interested in this. So to kind of put it in a summary here, you are obviously part of the Georgia FinTech Academy, a collaboration between Georgia's fintech industry and the University System of Georgia to kind of develop talent in this area. So that's pretty much it. I mean, obviously you can go into more details about it, so I'll let you take it from here. Give us a quick summary here.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a workforce development effort, and I'm, you know, as most of us, if we're paying attention to the newspapers, workforce talent development is one of the critical opportunities and challenges facing our entire business community across the board. And financial services and the financial services technology space is no exception. And this this particular industry area, financial technology, fintech, is one that's vital and critical to the state of Georgia. We have 125 fintech companies that call Georgia home that are headquartered here. There's very large companies like NCR has their global headquarters in Atlanta, as an example. Fiserv, FIS, Global Payments, companies we've been hearing a little bit about just in the last 9 months or so, as they've been going through some meaningful combinations, either have headquarters here or very meaningful presence in Georgia. We have the Intercontinental Exchange, which is, you know, owns and runs the New York Stock Exchange, as well as a variety of different exchanges, derivative exchanges, clearing exchanges throughout the world. Invesco, Equifax, Truist has, of course, the SunTrust components here in Georgia, and will maintain a very meaningful part of our ecosystem. U.S. Bank, Elavon, I can go on and on.
Yeah.
We got
quite a collection.
And those are just the large ones. We have a very vibrant middle market marketplace, as well as startup market or economy. In the fintech space at Georgia Tech, which is one of our university system schools, is the Advanced Technology Development Center, where we have a fintech track, and we have 32 revenue-producing fintech companies in that incubator. And we've got in all 111 companies in that incubator that are just financial services, fintech-focused. So, but the university, stepping back from that for a minute, the University System of Georgia is really a remarkable platform. There's 26 institutions in the University System of Georgia, and that includes institutions like Georgia Tech and Georgia State and the University of Georgia and Columbus State and Albany State, and you know, obviously 20 plus others. And so we're very proud of that, and we did work as a community going back about 3 years ago, essentially going out and talking to these fintech companies to understand what their workforce needs were. And the results were, we thought there'd be something remarkable, but it really actually surprised us when we measured the true demand. It's around 6,000, a demand just in Georgia, for 6,000 fintech ready professionals every year. Now, and that's data that we collected over 2 years ago. So these companies have been growing very quickly, all of them. they're combining in meaningful ways. And so I think that number is even understated today.
I think so too. So how does the Academy work with the university system and the fintechs? I mean, obviously it sounds like you were kind of like the match.com here, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think that's matching. Fair. I think that's fair. You know, of course, a lot of these companies have been interacting with many of the 26 institutions today and for years and years. Mm-hmm. They've been on campus and they've been hiring, and that's been great, but the full demand is not being met. And we knew there was an opportunity to really kind of turbocharge that X factor, improve it by just focusing some attention, resources on how to do, and I like your match.com, how to really do that at scale. And we know how to do that at scale. So I think step one was, okay, we need to create curriculum classes that where we're educating undergraduates on financial services technology in a variety of different ways. So the first sort of tranche of investments we made were to create fintech classes. We got five core fintech classes that have been built largely by Georgia State, all over there. Also, there's meaningful classes at UGA. There's meaningful classes at Valdosta. There's meaningful classes at Columbus State that we consider part of our offering in total. But we wanted to have a kind of core set of five classes that would be accessible to any student anywhere in the system.
Okay.
So those five classes are classes like Foundations of FinTech, which is imagine a survey course of like, okay, this is payments and this is InsurTech and this is what we talk when we talk about robo advice and wealth management, where we all kind of all those dimensions of financial services and where you see kind of other third party entities, say like PayPal, that have had, you know, now it's a 20-year-old company that you know, is in this space challenging some aspects of, say, banking, but also companies that are directly supporting commercial banking, like nCino, for instance, that is a great fintech that's about enabling commercial banking and making that more efficient.
Okay.
So then there's actually a class that we have called Commercial Banking and FinTech that touches on this and gets into different aspects of commercial banking. And then our last two were just kind of foundational that we knew if we put a fintech focus on them, it would be impactful. And that's financial data analytics for fintech, and then information security.
Okay,
for fintech,
another big one.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Who doesn't need that?
Yeah, exactly.
So, so those five are the core. Then we have some additional ones that are available in other contexts. In some of the other schools, but these five I just mentioned are available to any student in the system. They can enroll in them right now.
Very cool.
So imagine talent first, and if you're taking a course, you're as a student, you're signaling to me, the FinTech Academy, that I'm interested in FinTech. That's helping me to kind of get that targeted pool of students together.
Okay.
For our match.com exercise.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was getting at. So, and do you have to be like a student within the university system to take this? I mean, because I know out here in San Diego, we have the University of California, San Diego, but they have extension courses that you can take. So can you be like a professional?
Okay, let me answer this in two parts.
Sure.
So a student must be enrolled in one of the 26 institutions of the University System of Georgia to take one of the five courses, FinTech Core, that I just mentioned.
Okay.
And these courses are approved by our Board of Regents. You take that course and it's counting towards your Bachelor's in Science and Business, your Bachelor's in Science, Computer Science, you know, whatever you're working on. And so there's a, you know, very high quality standard. There's an accreditation process.
Yeah, yeah.
These are, you know, part of our curriculum. Now, additionally, we are building professional education, continuing education courses. I don't have those ready yet.
Okay.
I hope to have five ready by the end of March of 2020.
Oh, awesome.
In 12 weeks. So stay tuned.
As well. Yeah.
And so the professional ed courses are for really anyone. That could be for people like me and you that are trying to expand our depth of understanding of FinTech. It could be for an employee at at Disney, who's thinking about making a move into this industry, or they've got some sort of payment fintech related aspect of their business. Of course they do. And mm-hmm. they want to, you know, expand and deepen their education around that. And so these will be courses that are sold on a kind of B2C standpoint, but also a B2B standpoint. Okay. I have companies that are coming directly to me and saying, hey, I need to improve the fintech kind of base understanding, or even understanding in just payments and how payments works, as an example, mm-hmm. for my employees. And I say, I can build that for you, or I have a course that I can offer to you. I have instructors that can come in and deliver that to you. And really all this professional ed as well, we're starting, it's digital first. So we're building it digitally, we're going to deliver it digitally. But there's going to be an instructor, a professional involved in that delivery. So you're going to come into a session, not different than the one you and I are having right now, and be able to interact with other students, kind of like-minded. There's an instructor facilitating that. There's, you know, some coursework where you might work on offline, and then you're coming into the class session. Mm-hmm. It's in our platform's not that different than the one we're using right now, but it's allowing this type of interaction on a virtual basis. So we're very excited about that. And it's important not only because we want to be helping uplift the kind of professional acumen of the entire industry, but it's also a revenue generator that we know we can create and have the capability to create. And our idea economically is we're selling enough of this professional ed that we have a self-sustaining funding mechanism mm-hmm. for this Georgia FinTech Academy. Okay. So I have seed money right now from the state of Georgia. I have seed money from the private sector that are allowing me to get going and get all this happening and building curriculum, et cetera. But we want to get to a point where we're using less of those kind of monies and right. really making ourselves run holistically with that in a full self-sustaining way.
Very cool. Now, when the student or person, when they graduate, when they get done with all the curriculum, what's the next step there? Are they introduced to fintechs in the area or financial institutions in the area?
Yeah, I mean, from the professional ed standpoint, are you staying in that professional education frame?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the we have intentions of being able to make the same sort of match.com connections for those folks that come in on the professional education course, you know, take advantage of that offering. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I've heard directly from not just from the companies, but other, you know, professionals that help bring professionals together with opportunities at the kind of middle management level and mm-hmm. above, that they want to help see that happen or help make those kind of connections happen as well. I know we're going there as part of our strategy.
Yeah. I mean,
and you're absolutely right to be bringing that up. Yeah. But I don't think we're going to have that component, that kind of introductory component in place in the next. I'd love to, but from where I sit right now, I don't think we're going to have that ready within the next 12 months.
Okay. Well, I mean, right now it sounds like, you know, once you graduate, you know, the student does their research and like, hey, obviously there's tons of opportunities in Georgia, especially around the Atlanta area. So it's not hard to find. But that'd be kind of a cool complimentary thing for you guys to offer as well. It's like, hey, you know, we can place you as well type of thing.
But I also want to be clear, for the undergrads, it's a different story.
Sure.
I mean, we've got all sorts of programmatic capabilities in place to help those undergrads get apprenticeships, get internships, and get full-time placements. And that's our prime focus, which is why I'm not getting to the professional ed matching up.
Oh yeah, sure.
Later,
that's down the road.
I'm 100% focused on the undergrads in Georgia and getting them, you know, into the really fantastic job opportunities that we know exist here.
Do you know of any other, I mean, this is just totally off the top of my head, are there other programs like this in other states or other regions or part of the country? Or are you guys kind of
pioneers here? We haven't found anything like this. We have not found anything like this anywhere in the world.
Wow.
And I say this in a full system, statewide platform with this multidimensional kind of capability.
That's impressive.
Now, there's certainly like at Berkeley Haas, north of you, they have a fintech course offering at the, I think it's at the grad, well, that's Haas, so that's the MBA program. So that, but I think it's at the business undergrad and a grad level, but it's like a fintech course offering, which is great. I mean, it's remarkable, but, and it's important and it's needed, but like University of California system, which is kind of analogous to our University of Georgia, they don't have what we've built here. Not
well, then they need to give you a call.
Yeah, I know.
Say, hey,
I would love to help them. We have been getting a fair number of kind of inbound calls from other systems.
I could imagine.
And we're certainly open to kind of sharing what our journey's been. But it's also a bit of how do we balance? We got to get this work done. And well, so I don't want to turn anybody away, but at the same time, I've got to like stay focused on what we're trying to do.
Right. And what really interested me in this, in what you guys are doing, is because I've heard, you know, we've heard time and time again for the last few years that there's this war for talent.
Yeah, right, exactly.
There. And financial institutions, credit unions in particular, are always looking for top talent, especially in the technology sector. And I'm like, wow, this is what a great resource that you guys are developing here for just that, to kind of address that war for talent.
And the other thing I want to emphasize here is, yes, there is the war for talent, but even more so in the technology industry and in the financial technology industry, there is a real strong need for diverse talent, diverse around race, diverse around ethnicity, diverse around economic status and situation, gender. And so we're very much in a position to address that, that need and that opportunity as well. We have an amazingly diverse student body. And several of the schools in our system, Georgia State for one, the majority of the students that are coming through the Robinson School of Business at Georgia State are first generation college students. And so, and that's, I'm speaking to kind of the economic background, kind of as a first generation, just kind of using that as an indicator. Not that that's perfect, but to give you a sense of that. And then as many people are aware, we are a very diverse environment, particularly in the Atlanta metro area for Georgia. So it's, you know, one of the you know, kind of leading African-American economic centers in the country. And as a result of that, we're very fortunate to have a lot of real kind of diverse students that are part of our schools.
Very cool. Very cool indeed. And so kind of a no-brainer question that I just want to get, I think we both know the answers, but what's the significance of this for the fintech industry, obviously for fintechs and financial institutions as well? Because I mean, I think we both know the answer. I just want to get your take on that, or kind of a benefit message here that folks can kind of take away from here.
Yeah. I mean, the focus, our first or guess prime focus is on supporting the fintech business and ecosystem in Georgia. But I think we all realize fintech doesn't stop at state lines. It is, these are all global companies in some aspect at their core, right?
Yeah, you're right.
And so we know that by doing this, we are creating meaningful opportunities for the nation and the world in addressing fintech talent. And we also believe deeply, to the degree we can get further engagement from the nation and the world, that is elevating our relevance to them. It just exponentially improves our relevance here in Georgia. Indeed. So it's like this symbiotic view, which is just makes sense to us because of how the financial services industry operates. And we've got so many companies that are based here that exemplify that. I mean, so, and one of my favorite examples is the Intercontinental Exchange, which is headquartered here in Atlanta. And, you know, oh, by the way, owns and runs the New York Stock Exchange, which is in of course, New York, right. And also runs like multiple other exchanges supporting derivatives and other products mm-hmm. around the world. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, you know, we look at them, they're our partner, they're right here in the next door, mm-hmm. and you see how they operate their business. And that just, of course, informs how we're thinking about this education experience and what we're doing, and helps to kind of guide us and keep us focused, I think, in the right direction when we're looking to serve this industry.
Very cool. Yeah, I think this is such a fantastic idea and a fantastic, just what you guys are doing. I think you're ahead of the curve here. So which is really, really cool. Yeah. So to wrap up here, Tommy, because I know you got plenty of work to do on your plate, lots of stuff coming up. Where can folks find out more information on this? Because I think our audience is going to have quite an interest in what's going on here.
GeorgiaFintechAcademy.org is the absolute home base place to come. And I'm going to be adding new additional interaction opportunities for everybody that will be launched off of that site. So in late January, we're going to be launching a weekly Georgia FinTech Academy newsletter mm-hmm. that will look to provide kind of some perspective on what's happened in the past week across the world of fintech. Mm-hmm. It'll provide some information around kind of transactions, mergers, big company news, mm-hmm. of course, updates on what's happening with the Georgia FinTech Academy, and some links off to some different resources that we offer. And then kind of probably some key updates that'll be targeted a bit more towards the students. So it'll be different, either virtual or in-person events that we're coordinating for them, again, to help with our matching exercise. Yeah. So that'll be happening. And then I'm launching a podcast, a monthly podcast that will begin in late January.
Okay.
And I'm very excited about this because I like the Between Two Ferns with Gravelous, right? Uh-huh. And yeah, so it's funny. Kind of like Between Two Ferns, FinTech Between Two Ferns.
Between Two FinTechs.
Yeah, Between Two FinTechs. Sure, I like that even better. I was like, can I even use his first thing? But the idea is I'm a moderator, and I'm going to bring a student in or a couple of students into the podcast, and I'm going to bring in industry experts.
Nice.
And then there'll be a little – it's the idea is that the tone's kind of light, and we're having fun with it. And so we don't want to take ourselves too seriously. We certainly want to be providing some useful content and education, but I think there's a lot that the fintech executives have to learn from these Gen Zs. I mean, these Gen Zs are going to turn our whole financial services delivery models and products and services upside down. And so there's going to be a bit of that, and then a bit of, you know, the executive talking about their business. And I think in a lot of cases, the students are going to not know. I mean, I've been finding this out. Like, you say FinTech and they're like, what are you talking about? and then you say Venmo, and you say PayPal, and you say Robinhood, and you say that banking app when you're doing your, online banking, then they're like, light bulb goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure there'll be some of that, but it also creates an opportunity for, I think, some kind of fun when we're having the exchanges.
Yeah.
Between these experts and the students. So I'm looking forward to getting
that. Oh, that's really cool. Well, keep us posted on that. I'd like to post those podcasts and stuff and help you kind of expand your audience there. So it'd be kind of fun. So I think this is a great resource and a feather in the cap to whoever goes through this and graduates from it. So, I mean, sets them up for a nice career for sure. Well, good stuff, Tommy. Appreciate the time and good luck with the program. Not that you need it. Sounds like you guys are doing quite well already. So, let's keep in touch. I'd like to check back in, see how things are going.
We love that. And thanks again for having me today. I really appreciate it, Mark.
Oh, you're welcome, Tommy. Great stuff. Tommy Marshall, everybody, from the Georgia FinTech Academy. Go check them out.